Okay. This is Ginger Ann Collins, and I'm interviewing David Thompson today for the McKay 66. And we're going to be going over a lot of information here. And basically, there's 66 plus questions because, as Mark added a few. And if there's any questions that you don't feel comfortable answering or you prefer not to, just feel free to say you don't want to answer that question. So let's see here. Well, let's get started. Do you have any nicknames?
No.
Okay. What's the title in your company?
What's my title?
Yes.
Or what's the name of the company?
What's your title in the company?
President.
President? Okay, that works. And what's your company name?
Proforma Impact Graphics.
Okay. And where were you born?
Toronto.
Toronto? Oh, so you're from Canada then.
I'm a Canadian.
Very nice. My husband loves going to the Canada because he loves being able to hang out. He actually used to go up there a lot from his last job.
We still go up a lot.
Let's see. Do you know what the height and weight you were when you were born?
Have no clue.
That's what I figured.
I was adopted, so.
Oh, were
I was
you?
Adopted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some outstanding physical characteristics that you have?
Outstanding physical characteristics. It's got to be the beard.
The beard? Okay.
I've had the beard for 40 years.
Wow. Let's see. What was your high school and what year did you graduate?
It was Roy Orr Collegiate. And
okay.
I want to say I graduated in 75.
What college did you go to?
Went to Ryerson Polytechnical Institute University.
Okay.
Better
and
known as RPI. I majored in accounting with a minor in business.
Okay. And were you part of any college fraternity or sorority or anything in the college?
Actually, a high school fraternity.
Okay. And were you part of any sports in either of them?
No, but I played sports outside it.
Okay. Let's see here. Were you ever part of the military?
No.
Okay. What is your view on individuals who are in the military?
They should be treasured and honored.
Okay. And are you married?
I am.
Okay. What's your spouse's name?
Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E.
Okay. And what's her education?
She has an honors bachelor's. Totally different system in Canada.
Okay. And what's some of her interests and activities that she likes to do?
We both golf a lot.
Really?
A lot.
You should get together with Mark sometime. He always wants to golf more, but he never gets a chance to.
Well, you know what? There is a probability. As Mark knows, my wife travels a lot, and I spend a lot of time catching up with where she is. And she has actually moved the Illinois office into a directory report to her.
Really?
Yeah. So she'll be traveling out to Illinois a few times this year.
Oh, well, maybe you guys will get a chance to do golf then.
Yeah, that's very likely.
What's your anniversary?
May 7th.
May 7th, okay. And you mentioned you had three children, right?
Three children.
Okay. And what are some of their educations and interests?
They all have their bachelor's degrees.
Okay.
The interesting one is my youngest son is a pilot.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
My older son is a graphic designer / photographer.
Okay.
And my oldest child is a daughter who is the Arizona manager of production for Richmond Homes.
Okay. Great. And what's some of your previous background in business, previous employment before you own this company or president of this company?
Going from when I got out of school, I started off as banking.
Okay.
Launched what you down here refer to as the ATM system out of in a marketing position.
Okay.
That dates me because that was, gosh, that was back in the early 80s. And then I worked for a safety distributor.
Okay.
And then I took on a marketing and sales management role with that safety distributor. And started a U.S.-based construction company.
Okay.
And moved down here. And I've been doing this since I moved down here.
Okay, and how many years have you been doing this?
15 years, 16 years.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. What business relationships do you have with others in the company?
Right now, I'm an army of one.
Okay. Let's see here. What is the greatest concern to you from your business right now? What's some of the greatest concerns you have about your business?
Oh, the biggest challenge is always generating more revenue.
Okay. And what do you think about the present or future for your company?
Oh, it's very positive.
What are some special interests that you have, whether it's clubs or are you politically active?
No, we refer to ourselves as people with no rights in two countries.
How does that work being a citizen of two different countries?
Well, we're a resident here, a citizen of Canada.
Okay.
We will eventually naturalize. Two of our three children have naturalized here.
Okay.
So we will do that. Because we don't have a permanent residence in Canada, we cannot vote there, and we can't vote here.
Well, that makes it kind of complicated.
Yeah, as I said, we're people with no rights in two countries.
Oh my goodness, I never know how that works. So that's kind of cool. Are you active in the community in any way?
Not anymore, no.
Okay.
We well, I've coached in three sports along the way. But
Okay.
now we're not.
Okay. And what's your religion?
I'm Anglican.
Anglican? Okay.
Christian, Anglican.
Are you actively involved in that?
No.
Okay. Let's see. And what subjects outside of business do you have strong feelings for, if any?
Say that again, please.
Are there any subjects outside of business that you have strong feelings for or strong opinions on?
Oh, yeah, lots of strong opinions. I'm a very opinionated person, but no, not really.
Okay. Let's see here. What's some of your medical history or what's your current condition of health?
Medical history is good. Current condition is good.
That's good. You drink it all?
Other than being 15 pounds overweight. Do I drink? Yeah, I do drink.
Okay, how often do you tend to drink?
Oh, maybe once a week, and maybe a
Okay.
couple glasses of wine type of thing.
Okay. And do you smoke at all?
Not at all. Never have.
Okay. Are you offended by people that do smoke?
No.
Okay. What's some of your favorite places to go for lunch or dinner?
Oh, wonderful question. You know what? My favorite place is still to cook myself. I am a heck of a barbecuer.
Really?
I mean a heck of a barbecuer.
Okay, well, definitely next time you come to Chicago, we're gonna cook you over that one.
I invested heavily in my barbecuing toys. And
Really?
if you
What kind of
ever
things do you
if
like to
if
barbecue?
if you ever want to get a way to barbecue, get a product called the Great Big Green Egg.
Really?
It's a ceramic cooker,
Okay.
and it's a smoker, and It will outcook anything that you could possibly purchase in any store.
Really?
Uh-huh.
What's it called again?
It's called the Big Green Egg.
Big Green Egg. I'll definitely have to look that up.
It's not cheap, but it'll cut your meal time out dramatically.
Wow, I'm definitely going to do that because I love barbecuing, so.
Well, I'm about to buy another one we bought a property in Dallas, and I'm about to buy another green egg, which will be my third.
Wow. What are your favorite things to barbecue?
I love barbecuing ribs.
Okay.
Steak, any bison, we do some lamb chops that are amazing.
Wow.
Pizza?
You like barbecuing pizza?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Really?
It's phenomenal.
You've
gone to restaurants that got wood-fired pizza, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess I have. I hadn't even thought of it that way.
Barbecue pizza's fabulous.
Oh, now you're making me hungry.
You know what? You can even do eggs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can do anything you want. Turkey? I do the best Christmas turkey that you have ever tasted.
Wow. Have you ever thought about opening your own restaurant?
No. I do it for fun.
Yeah, I guess when you do it for a restaurant, it's not as fun anymore.
Brisket's great.
Oh, that sounds really good.
You know, do anything you want.
Wow.
So, look, I will send you some information, a quick file on the green egg. And if you ever get a chance to go talk to somebody who's got one, it becomes a religion.
I'll definitely have to look into that because, yeah, I just got my cousin's grill back up and running this year, and I'm, like, dying for stuff on the grill. So.
We bought the egg 9 years ago and have not used a gas barbecue since.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, well, you got me sold.
It's amazing.
Wow, okay. What are some of your hobbies and interests besides barbecuing?
Oh, golf is probably number one. We're still avid sports fans.
Okay.
We're certainly into the grandbabies these days and kids, our children.
Yeah. What's some of your favorite sports?
I still love hockey, baseball.
Okay.
Golf is number one right now, but that's only because it's one of the few sports that's left for me to play at my old age.
Understandable.
You laugh. I played hockey up till I was 45.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I got to a point where I was on the ice three times a week.
Wow. I guess that would definitely keep you in shape.
As well as coaching kids.
Wow. So what are your vacation habits? Some things that you enjoy doing for vacation?
We own a property in Northern Ontario. Yeah, we're on an island. That's
really?
That's my very favorite place.
Okay.
So we still do that, and I think I've been in all but three states right now, and I've been in every single province. So.
Wow.
Traveling and enjoying life is always part of the fun.
Oh, cool. So do you have anybody you are anxious to impress or people that you do you have anybody you're anxious to impress or how do you want to be seen by people?
Oh, well, always anxious to impress the prospects and customers that I have.
Okay.
But as I say, I am who I am.
Okay. What adjectives would you tend to use to describe yourself?
Adjectives? Aggressive.
Okay.
Sometimes a procrastinator.
Okay.
Creative.
Okay.
Loyal.
Okay.
That good?
Yeah, that sounds good. What are some of the things that you're most proud of having achieved?
Well, I think starting this business has been a great achievement. I think getting three kids from birth through college and into adulthood is a great achievement.
That's a great achievement. I am one that I just started out on. Trust me, it's a great achievement.
I think 37 years of marriage is a great achievement.
Oh, yeah.
There's tons of them. Just
wow.
Tons of them.
Go ahead. What's some of your long range personal objectives?
Oh, long range is short range for me these days because it's to get prepared for retirement, and that's it. That's less than 8 years away.
Wow. So, what are some of the things you're looking forward to doing in retirement?
Golfing, traveling, spending time with the kiddies, the grandkiddies, that is. And spending the entire summer every year until the health gives out up on the island.
Wow. Yeah, that definitely sounds like a fun retirement there.
Yeah, it's just that's where I want to do. Now, your father will never retire. I can see this.
No, I'm hoping someday. But yeah, his parents barely retire as it is. As I see, call it retirement. So. what's some moral ethical considerations are you involved with? Are you concerned with or ethical considerations you may have when working with Mark?
You know what? I don't have any. He expresses himself well. I don't have any. There's nothing that he's telling me that I had a problem with, and I'm probably a slow adapter to a lot of his concepts, but that's okay.
Okay. What's some of the things that he did? Is there anything that he has you do that requires you to change a habit or take action that's contrary to what you normally do?
Oh, I think there's a whole bunch of things he's changing habits on. But that's why I went into the coaching program. Okay, let's start off with the I've gotten more diligent at systemizing the business again. You know, and I say that again because I did have the business systematized and fell off the wagon. So, you know, I think changing the overall patterns of what I'm doing and looking at things a different way is just how that he's having me change.
Okay.
You know, there's still a lot of procrastination in me.
Right. Well, that tends to take more than just, you know, a little bit of coaching to do, too. I think we're
all
procrastination at times.
Well, some of us are better at procrastinating than others. I'm a master.
Well, at least you admit it.
I should confess. You know, I'm working through a scenario that's over a year. Just I'll share it with you, Ginger-Ann, is that when a year ago my wife took a position in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
So we're splitting our time, both being together, and between Dallas and Colorado.
Wow.
So that's. The one thing that, and I think you were on a call a week ago when I said that I would like to get to the point where I know how to sell people over the phone.
Right.
And the reason for that is that allows me to be to work my business from either state.
Okay.
Much better than I'm at right now. Because right now, when I'm in Colorado, which I am today, it's easy to get out and see customers. When I'm in Texas, I'm working by phone, and I tend to be more in a maintenance mode than a growth mode.
Ah, so that kind of makes sense why you're asking that question.
Yeah, that's why I got to get there. And in fact, we were hoping that my wife would be able to move her job to Colorado. Well, that's not going to happen. So we bought a place in Texas. So we have a house in Texas, a house in Colorado, a house in Canada.
Wow.
which is plain stupid, I know.
Well, it definitely keeps you happy and doing two different things. I can't even imagine trying to do that.
Yeah, Mark mentioned originally about selling over the phone, I thought he was crazy, but I did meet a colleague of mine that is selling almost $3 million a year, and he doesn't have a single outside salesperson.
Wow. Yeah, well, Mark does all his selling over the phone as well, so.
But traders and consultants, that's the nature of the beast. That's how they do sell. So, but in our business, it traditionally is a face-to-face business. Now, it's face-to-face until we get to know them. And I've got customers I haven't seen in 4 years.
Wow.
So, but anyway, next question.
Okay. Let's run to the next one here. Where do you believe you could earn the most amount of money for your company with just a little bit more work knowledge and energy or connections?
Where do I believe I could earn the most amount of money? My gut feeling is going to be is creating the system. You know, the ability to create automated systems to captivate leads.
Okay.
And you know, I have fantastic programs, outstanding products, great partnerships. It's just breaking down those consumer barriers, those barriers that to get to the point where I can show the programs that we have to offer.
Very cool. What do you think the most long-term potential is within your company? Or what do you believe the most long-term potential is?
Okay, and what are you referring to? Are you referring to dollar figures? Are you referring to customers? Are you referring to lifestyle?
Yes.
That's a really wide open question. There are colleagues of mine in this franchise that are doing $20+ million a year.
Wow.
There are the long financial potential is amazing. The ability to become an absentee manager is what I'm aiming for.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that I don't have to be. I have employees that are doing the work, such as your virtual assistants, etc.
Right.
And I told Mark, Performer's been using virtual assistants now for 9-10 years.
Wow.
So you're in a great position. I think it's still fairly new, but we've had the opportunity to use virtual assistants for a long, long time, and it works great. And I can tell you some of the things they do for people. So we'll go if you want to ask someday. I will be more than happy to share that with you.
Yeah, I love that. I'm always looking for ways to expand my knowledge in that area because I'm still kind of new to it. So.
Yeah, and you're working right now. Your virtual assistant business is really working around totally surrounding Mark's business.
Mm-hmm.
Your father's business, but I think there you can expand that without by just using some virtual assistants yourself. And I don't know if you're doing that right now, but pardon me.
I said I'll have to look into that. I actually need to find some more virtual assistants in order to be able to expand that. But yeah,
I get a lot of my graphics done through virtual assistants. They can do, when I go on vacation, they do my order processing, everything. They run my business.
Well, that's definitely what works and saying we do, so yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's we've been doing it for years. So, and I guess personally is being able to spend time doing what I want to do rather than sitting behind the desk or running around the city.
That's kind of what the plan is for virtual assistants. That's what I'm trying to do for some of my clients. So.
Exactly. And as I say, we've got three that I use on a regular basis.
Okay.
So there's lots of great stuff.
Very cool. Let's see. How much is one sale worth to your company short term?
How much is one sale worth? That's a question I can't answer. I sell everything from business cards to full-fledged programs, and you know, today's sale.
Wide range.
Yeah, today's sale alone was like $25,000.
Wow. Okay.
So that's just an awards program we put together 2 years ago. And I've got a colleague who sold a $400,000 sale last year.
Wow.
So it's you know what the sad thing is? He made $280,000 off that sale.
Wow.
So somebody made the statement, can you match this price?
Wow.
Dumb. But that's okay. So, yeah, I can match the price. That's all I have to do. My cost is $110,000. My cost is $110,000. I'll make $300,000 on the job. That's what he did.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty incredible.
It's kind of a nice model, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it definitely is. What are some things you're really passionate about?
I'm passionate about in business terms. I'm passionate about honor and trust. I'm passionate about creating programs that deliver an ROI. I'm passionate about having fun while I work rather than turning it as a job.
That's definitely a good one.
Passionate about my family life.
Okay.
Big time. Passionate about my barbecue.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do you have a written life vision and/or any ideas to what reason God put you on this planet for?
You know what? I probably do. Yes. I have a one page marketing plan and a what's it called? Just a second, it's on my blotter. It's a dream board. Core values and beliefs, vision, long term targets, key priorities, and that's both personal and non personal.
Great.
It's on one page.
Wow. Yeah, I think Mark's is probably more than one page, but.
You know what? I bet you it's not. I bet you it's not.
I haven't looked at it recently, so you're probably possibly right on that one.
Because he wants, his philosophy was to touch everybody in the world. That's his mission statement. Mm-hmm. And I bet you it's probably not pretty close to, it probably is only half a page.
You're probably right on that one.
Ask him.
I will. I hadn't really talked to him about that recently, so I'll have to next time I talk to him.
If it's too much longer than that, it's not worth it.
Yeah, that's true. If you were not working, where would you invest your time or resources?
We're passionate about helping. We have a nonprofit that my wife actually works for now. We're passionate about that. That we'd invest some time there, and then to the family.
Okay. And who are the most 5 influential people you know in the world?
That I know in the world. Well, I think my bride would be number one.
Okay.
A guy named Bill Pretsch.
Okay.
5 most influential people. Oh. I don't know. Never thought of it.
Okay. Have you ever written a book before?
No. But your father has me thinking. But your father has me thinking about it.
That's good. If you were to write a book, what would you write it on?
Oh, you had to ask that part. I have no idea. So, some sort of marketing and... Some sort of return on investment, because I have an overall problem that I think most businesses or a lot of businesses are marketing blindly.
Okay.
They have no idea what the rate of return is going to be. They want or what they want. They do things for the sake of warm fuzzies.
Hmm. Yeah, that would be a good book. I think you should get started on that one.
Yes, gee, thanks. I thought I'd enlist your father to help write the book for me. I can supply the ideas.
Well, you know, there is an author's call on Fridays.
No, it's Saturday. Is it all that? No, it's Fridays. You're right. Friday afternoons, you're right. Yeah. I thought that was the one Saturdays. But no, I had never thought of it until your father put it in my mind.
Have you ever been on TV or the radio?
For some reason I think I've been on TV, but I don't remember why.
Okay. But do you have any
radio,
connections
no,
to people on TV and the radio?
Pardon me?
Do you have any connections to people on TV or radio?
I have connections, yes.
Okay. And who are they?
I have a connection named Bob Call, who is actually general manager of one of the largest group of radio stations in North America.
Really?
I'm trying to remember the. Yeah. Kids
wow.
Played hockey together.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, it's amazing when you have kids. Well, you'll find out. When your kids are involved in sports, amazing who you'll meet.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, I know my dad met a couple of really cool people, and we were all in sports when we were younger, so.
My youngest, all my kids were involved in either sports or dance. My daughter was a very, very talented dancer. And we just met tons and tons of great people. And they, because you're doing so much traveling and spending so much time with these people, they become your friends. So, get to know a lot of great people.
That's good to know. I'll have to keep an eye out for that. I know that that's something that I'm looking at possibly putting our son in when he's older. So,
well, you'll whatever he chooses to do, you will find that you'll meet some wonderful, wonderful people.
Very cool.
And you will network your business to the nth degree doing it.
I have heard children tend to bring your tend to widen your horizons on that and be able to bring a lot of people, great people, into your life. So I know we did that for my dad. So
it is. It's true. It's really true. It's just wonderful. As I say, I've met some of the greatest people through my kids' sports.
Wow. Okay, we're on the last question here. Every single person in the world is probably better at something better than someone else. Is there one thing that you think you might be better at than anyone else in the world?
I have no clue. That's a great question. I should have looked at the McKay-66 before I took this call. I have
well,
no idea.
Actually, these are ones that Mark added to the McKay-66.
You know what? I have no idea. What would you say you're better at than anybody else in the world?
Oh, I have no idea.
Tell Mark that's a crazy question.
Well, it's funny because he puts in here, he's like, do not be modest, and he has a big smiley face. I always get people with this last question. People are like, I have no idea. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, has anybody ever answered it?
I don't remember. I remember I talked to one person, and I don't remember exactly what they said. But, oh, yeah, they said they were very good at joking with people, or very good with jokes. They said they didn't think they were better than anybody else, but they thought they were pretty good at it.
Okay. Interesting. I've wow. That's a question you'll rarely get an answer to.
Well, I definitely think about that.
Well, yeah, give us. Tell me, you can get back to me a week what you're better than anybody else in the world at. And I want, matter of fact, do yourself a favor. Go through the McKay-66 plus that question with your dad and ask him what he's better than anybody else in the world at.
You know, I really should do the McKay-66 with my dad and see what answers I get from him so we can publish those as well.
You really should.
I think I will. He's been asking me to do everybody else, so I'll tell him that David wants me to do it with him.
Absolutely. And you know what? I don't think he'd be surprised if you said it was me that asked him to do it.
No, he probably won't be.
Because I tend to.
Because you seem to challenge him.
Is that what you're hearing too?
Well,
I know.
He seems like you challenge him in ways to think of things that he hasn't thought of before. So it's a good thing. Few people do that, so.
Yeah, well, he said something about slapping me silly. Should I be worried?
Well, I'm sure he's mentioned that, too.
Well, it was in one of his emails.
I must have missed that one.
It was his email from Monday or Sunday. And he said something about slapping me silly. And I go, what? So he's a violent man, is he?
No, not really.
You were copied on the email.
Yeah, I'll look back at that. I know that I was kind of busy on Sunday catching up on emails, so I might have missed that one.
He was talking about the workbook that I challenged him on.
Okay.
Which I've got to read tonight.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that email, although I don't remember him saying that, so I'll have to look back now.
Well, I thought he, when I read the email, he seemed tired when he wrote it.
Yeah, he was. He was not feeling good this past weekend. He's been really sick for like 4 days, so.
Okay. Well, I've read the email three or four times, and there's three or four sentences in there. I said, okay, what is he trying to say?
There are some times he doesn't completely finish them. I'll be like, you had a thought that you were starting, but I didn't see the end of the thought.
That's a generation thing.
Oh, okay. Is that what the problem is?
Your dad's pretty much the same age as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And my first job second job out of university, and we were, at that stage I became a product sales manager for a national company, and the one thing we found is there's three of us all the same age.
Huh?
None of us could spell. Each of us had problems with our brains outperforming our ability to write or speak.
Uh-huh.
And we made sure and that was back at dictaphone days. And we made sure we had the greatest person to transcribe our dictaphone messages.
Wow.
Because we never typed anything. I'd do more work on the way home from work by through the dictaphone than I could ever accomplish in a day. Driving the car would give me an hour of time to just dictate letters.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, I know that doing stuff in the car can get you a lot done there.
That's the generation thing, and I see some of my own processes going through your father, because occasionally he doesn't complete sentences. It goes on and go, wait a minute, where'd this go?
Yeah, well, sometimes I think he talks faster than he thinks faster than he can actually talk, and so he ends up running like 10 different things into one thing.
Yeah, he's three thoughts ahead of finishing the sentence.
Yeah,
and you're right, and we all do it, and he's that goes with his whole personality.
That's
so,
true.
Have you mastered mastery?
I don't think I've mastered it. I've gone through it, but I haven't mastered it.
What would it take you to master it?
Oh, I don't know. Probably several more years of being able to study it.
Because your father tried to tell me that just from the word hello. He could figure out a person.
I'm getting to that point now. I'm still learning from that, but yeah, I'm getting to that point.
And so you're still a couple years away?
Probably, and or maybe a lot more experiences away too.
Okay. Now what about your brother? Can he do it?
No, I don't think so. Although I don't know. He might be able to do it, but he's not quite into talking to people a lot, so he may not have mastered it quite as well because he doesn't like talking to people as much.
He seems to be in the programming mode. Is that what he does best?
Yeah, he does. I mean, he enjoys talking to people, but it's mostly about programming and stuff like that than he does, you know, getting on the phone call and actually talking to people.
Cool. Well, that's my middle child son was asked by his company to go to a course to teach for 6 months, and they're going to pay him to do the course. 20 people got into the course, and they were going to teach him HTML. and some other things, and he didn't get accepted eventually, which was a little bit of a surprise. But the fact of the matter is, he would have been horrible at it because he's extremely creative, and he thinks with the other side of his brain. And I could never understand why companies look for programming people to write code and do graphic design.
Huh.
Totally two different things, but a lot of companies look for it. So,
yeah, they are very completely different. From talking to my brother, I've learned that.
it's very different, but if you watch in job postings, people look for people to do creative as well as programming, HTML code.
Yeah,
and I don't understand why.
Programming and stuff, so yeah, I understand that.
That's something I don't understand. Matter of fact, I don't have a clue. So the MCAT system, have you learned it completely?
I haven't learned it completely, but I think that's because it's still evolving. I guess I have learned, I have an extensive knowledge, and I have been working in it for a couple years now, so I do know a lot about it, but I haven't completely mastered that either. I wouldn't call myself a master of anything in particular. I still like to learn a lot about it.
Yeah, I played with the MCAT system for a couple days there, and it certainly looks like it was powerful, but
it's incredible.
Yeah, but it definitely looks like it's being developed.
Yeah, and it is. They've got some stuff they're actually in the process of working on now, but there's always something in the works, and that, Mark will say, that'd be really good to add to it, or this would be really good to add to it. So I'm continually learning it. As they add more stuff to it, I'm continually learning more stuff.
Yeah, but it also... It looks like it's not a commercial grade product,
right?
And I say that not in it is negative. It looks like it's, when I say commercial grade, it is not for the light of heart to pick up. There'd be very few people who understand it and can work.
Yeah, that's typically why they tend to use the virtual assistant to help do it, because they train people extensively in it, and then they help do that otherwise. Otherwise, it would take too long for people to focus on it.
Very cool. It's a good system. I ended up changing over to Infusionsoft.
Okay.
And Infusionsoft allowed me to input a couple things that the MCAT system wasn't going to allow me to do, is drop in real letters, Word Perfect or Microsoft Word letters, as well as drop in call time frames and a whole bunch of other little things that go with our business.
Huh.
Because the MCAT program is almost, and I mentioned to your father the same thing, because the MCAT program was basically an email, sophisticated email system.
Oh, and I'll look into that. I haven't heard too about it.
Well, he said he couldn't do it, and he went through with me why did I move somewhere else to a different system, and I told him it was because I wanted to be able to time my calls, time my letters, and change my mediums,
mm-hmm.
and the MCAT system is strictly an email-based programming.
Oh, okay.
And it's a great system, but being in the business I'm in, quite often demonstration is half the battle.
Right.
I shared with Mark the other day, We're in the process right now, and we've done some emailing, but we're in the process right now of doing 5 separate programs to find out which one gets the best response rates.
Huh.
And it's just simple, one strictly an email program with very little attached to it. One's a email with a white paper. The next one's going to be an email with a white paper and a spin to win. In other words, the prospect can actually, for going on and filling out more information, will get a chance at 1 of 6 prizes.
Okay.
So we're asking for more information, but the expectation is that's going to draw a whole bunch better response rate. And in fact, I just got it on a 2,400 mail email process. The individual who I was speaking with got 650 responses.
Wow.
So you're, and that's why, and then I'm going to try a direct mail letter, and then I'll try a direct mail with a prize for going online and signing in and doing a spin to win.
Huh. Well, let me know how that goes.
I will, because I'm real curious, too, because I know in theory how it should go.
Right.
I have a pretty, I think the theory will pay out, but it'll also be something that eventually I'll publish a white paper on.
Very cool.
So, and I looked at you know, that's what you were showing your response rates for Juul on Monday.
Right.
And I don't know if they were good or not, but they seemed disappointing to me.
Yeah, it varies from the different clients that I work for. I think that one wasn't too bad.
I think you got 19 total responses out of 1,000. Was that right? Or 1,200?
900. But yeah.
You think that's a pretty good response rate, do you?
It's a pretty good response rate for the individuals that we're working with. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because the chamber doesn't typically do that type of thing, and so some of the individuals I actually talked to said that they normally wouldn't respond to anything like that, but they actually found it kind of interesting, so they decided to do it. But the chamber hasn't introduced, I don't think, anything like that before. So I've noticed that each email I send out, I get more and more responses. So I think that kind of introducing it to them is kind of helping it out.
Cool. Well, I'll be interested to follow that one because that's the most economical way to do it, although it's not the fastest. So it's really, I will really be interested to follow. Then of course I'd like to know if the question I asked on Monday is are they the same respondents or are they unique? So in other words, those 19 people, have they responded twice, or is it growing with the same people, or are you getting new people every time?
Well, the 19 are new people because they filled out the survey. They're new individual people. But there's some of the click-throughs, I haven't done the research on that one yet and to see if they're the same click-throughs. But the responses are all individual.
Okay, cool. Good for you. Well, I'll be interested to follow that one through. And I'll tell you how I do because I'll know by the end of June I will have my whole data analyzed on that.
Yeah, well, let me know. And that way we can kind of maybe both correct our systems through each other that way.
Well, the other thing is my thought is, and I'm going to do something that's it's going to cost me like $3 or $4, but I'm going to give away a 20 or up to, if I did $100, I can give a $100 restaurant certificate for a cost of $8 to me. So that's the other avenue to look at, see if the value of the certificate has anything to do with it. So.
Okay.
Anyway, Ginger, it's getting late for you, so go tend to that little fella.
Yeah, I will. My husband's taking care of him at the moment, so.
And I'm gonna go see one grandbaby today. My wife came home, so she hasn't seen him in 3 weeks. So we're gonna go see him tonight. All right.
Okay, well, you have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a terrific evening.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye now.
For those who are listening to the regret rebroadcast on this, that was in the K66 with David Thompson. And if you have any questions, you can contact the individual who gave you this recording, or you can contact toll-free 888-230-2300. Again, 888-230-2300. Thank you and have a great day.